Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Not a Mouse, here for another segment of the BGI series, which is short for Beginner's Guide to the iPhone. In this segment, I'm going to be discussing about privacy. Privacy is a settings within the Apple settings. There's quite a few information in here that you may want to review so you can grant different access to different apps and show you what's available and where I would suggest turning things on and off. All right, so without further ado, let's find out where the privacy is held out and what we're talking about. It's pretty easy. Just go into Apple settings. And once you find the Apple settings, double tap on that. And we're going to keep swiping until we get down to something called privacy.
Privacy.
All right, we're going to go double tap on privacy.
Settings.
Now, the first thing I want to tell you, the privacy also is every time you install an app, and that app requires access to something. Let's just say it wants access to your location, or it wants access to your microphone, contacts, all those things. And every time you say, yes, I want to give the access to that. Now, some apps you have to do it, and some apps you probably don't want to do it. So even if you do or you do not, that option will be found in this privacy area. And that's the whole point of the privacy area, is that you are, once you've given permission to something or you didn't give something permission, you can always make the changes to vice versa and change back to where you want it originally if you decide to change your mind. You come into the privacy area. The privacy area is broken up in different sections of things that the device will ask for permission from a particular app. Every app is designed to be sandboxed, in other words, that it can only access things with your consent. So you have to give it consent of the following items. So let me give you all the options that it has.
Privacy, heading, location services, on.
Location services is one. This is when it wants to access your location. So it wants to know where you are. So that's the location services.
Contacts. Button.
Contacts, it will access your contact list, so it will have access to all your people that you have in your contacts.
Calendars.
Button. Calendar, it will have access to your calendar, all your dates you have added in there.
Reminders.
Button. Reminders.
Photos. Button.
Photos.
Bluetooth sharing. Button.
Bluetooth sharing.
Microphone. Button.
Microphone.
Camera. Button.
Camera.
Health. Button.
Health.
HomeKit.
HomeKit.
Motion and fitness. Button.
Motion and fitness.
As applications request access to your data, they will be added in the categories above.
And so those are all the different categories there. Now, there are more things down below, and we will get to those in a minute. Now, let's go back towards the top here.
Settings. Back button. Privacy.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Location services. On.
All right. Button. Let's find out all the apps that have asked me for my location.
Privacy.
Ask if back I... button. You know, these are all the apps that will ask, do we have permission to see where you are?
Location services, heading.
And as you swipe right, you're going to hear all the apps that you have given permission one way or the other.
Location services, on.
Now, double the first option is location services. That is a global switch. If you want to turn off location service entirely, one, that would save your battery dramatically. Two, also protect your... the phone or anybody will not have any access knowing where you are with your phone if you have location services turned off. However, catch 22, when you turn that off, there's a lot of great things that do use your location services, which is quite essential. And I'll show you a few things why I keep things on for myself.
Location services uses GPS. Share my location button.
Share location. Obviously, when you share your location with your friends, like find my friend and things like that, these are what this button will do. So you can turn those options on and off within this area here. I'm going to keep swiping to the right.
This iPhone is being used for location. App Store requested your location in the past while using button.
All right. So the App Store, it is always asking for location. So it's always seeking you around you. Where you are, so it can suggest and explore apps, and based in the area you live in, recommend the apps. I have this turned off. I just don't. It has asked before in the past, as it noticed, but it does not, it's not on automatically. So if I double tap in this App Store,
location services, back button.
This is where you can set up the different type of permission for the App Store app itself. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
App Store, heading, allow location access, heading, never.
I can set it to never, which means it will never access it, even if the app is open or not, it'll never access it.
Selected, while using the app.
This is what I always typically do when I need something. Whenever I open the App Store app itself, then it will pull up my location and give me my recommendation. So that's what I have set on. Otherwise,
access to your location is available only when this app or one of its features is visible on screen.
Okay, so
app explanation, your location is used. Access to your
those
location.
Those are the two options. Now, every app will have different method. Some may have always or never. It never gives you the option of in between, which have access during why I open the app itself. So this is selected for only when I use the app itself. So I'll try to find one that will have like always or never so you can see that option.
Selected. Never. Allow location access.
Go back
access.
To the top left heading. To get out of here.
Allow location access. Heading. Location services. Back button.
Go back.
App Store. Requested your location
okay,
in the past.
The App Store. Let's go to the next one.
Apple Store. Monitoring your region with a geofence. Always. Button.
See here, it says always. This is a Apple Store app. This is when I get close to an Apple Store, it'll give me pop-up notifications, things within the store, which is kind of nice. This has got a geofencing, so that means that within the Apple Store itself, it will give you the alerts within the store, which is kind of nice. It has a beacon where it knows where you are in the store, so if you're in a particular section of the store, it will give you alerts and things like that within it. So that's why the location services is on, so it can identify you within the store. So if that creeps you out, you can go in here and turn this off. So if I double tap in
location
here,
location services, back button,
swipe
Apple Store,
to the right,
heading, allow location access, heading, never.
Here's that never option. You can never.
Selected. Always.
Always.
Access to your location will be available even when this app.
Now, you notice that this one doesn't have all that middle option we had before where when the app is open, to only access it while the app is open. So it does not give me that option. It's either always on or always off.
Selected. Always.
Always on. If you swipe left.
Never.
Never. If that creeps you out, you don't want them to know where you are in the store and things like that, you just double tap on
selected.
Never.
Never.
And now it's set to never. It'll never, that app will never have access to location, so it cannot locate you. So if I go back to the top left and get out of here.
AT&T Wi-Fi, allow location access, location services.
Back.
On.
And then I'll go back to.
Location screen. Services. Location services, share my location. This iPhone is being App Store, requested your Apple Store, requested your location in the past. Never.
Okay, so now it's turned to never. So the Apple Store will never access. So let's see what else we got in here.
Around me, currently using your location, always. Button.
So around me is always on. Now, some people will ask, does it drain your battery if it's always on? It will depend on the apps. Certain apps should not drain your battery as it should. Now, it depends on the app itself. For example, I use a lot of weather apps, so wherever I go, if there's a storm present and there's a warning or any kind of watches, it will use very little battery, and it does not hog up your battery a lot, which is great. But sometimes you get some bad apps that are not written right, or it's very intensive, like a GPS app. If you're using Apple Maps, it's going to use quite a bit of your battery, and that's pretty normal, so don't worry about those. But like around me, it doesn't use very much, but sometimes it's kind of creepy, because if you use like Foursquare or Swarm, they will collect information about you, which is kind of nervy, because I like Foursquare and Swarm, but sometimes it's kind of a pest because it will tell me that if I'm near Walmart, say, hey, you're near, I noticed you're near a Walmart, there's a discount here, da-da-da, or there's a restaurant here, and it's offering certain prices. For some people, they may like that because they like to save on money, but also kind of creepy because I don't want them to know where I'm at. And not only that, but they're collecting data from you of your location. That's how they make money. So Foursquare and Swarm, things like that, be careful, because if you have that turned on always, they will collect information where you've been. They know you've been around Walmart a lot. They will sell those information. So that's why it's essential. So if around me were to do that,
Apple Store around me, currently,
which is, this is kind of like Foursquare in a way. It shows me what's around me, which I would only use when I need to use it. So let's see if this location option has
around me.
Only when I open the app. Let's see.
Allow location access. Never.
Never.
While using the app.
While using the app.
Selected. Always.
Always. So this one has all three items. This is not a bad idea. I would just swipe left.
While using the app. Selected.
And double tap while I'm using the app. Because I don't want around me to know where I'm at all the time. So this, it doesn't totally disable around me, because that way when I bring up around me, it'll show me what's around me when I open it and I do want to use it. Now, if you set it to never for this and I were to open up around me, it would not know where I am and it's not going to show me all the things around me. So it won't be able to give me the restaurants around me and things like that, because you have that turned off. So be sure to keep things on and off based on what you think you'll use the app, and if you want the app to notify you what's around you in this area. So this particular app, I do want it to notify me what's around me, but only when I'm using the app. So I'm going to go back out of here, top left.
Location services. Back button. Privacy. Back button.
Okay, so this is pretty useful information about the location services. So this is very, very, very useful for you to do after this podcast. Go through each and every one of them. Find out what you want them to know about you. So that's why I wanted to show you this area. So let me just check here.
An outlined location services icon will appear next to an item that is a gray location services, a purple location services, system services.
Okay.
But WX Alert USA.
The reason I went to the very bottom part of this screen, the very, 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 very bottom of the location services, there is
system services.
System button. Services. Go ahead and double tap in here. I'm going to show you location something services. In here.
Back button.
There's a lot of things in here.
System services. Heading.
These are the services that the system is using, your phone itself, and what it's being used for location.
Cell network search. Requested your location within the last 24 hours.
Obviously, if you have a cell phone, you never want to turn this off, because this is the only way that it will attract and find cell towers around you. So you never want to turn this off, because you do want the cell tower to know where your location is.
Compass calibration on.
Compass calibration.
Double tap to toggle setting.
This is very useful if you're ever using any type of GPS or compass that wants you to go from a navigation to a point to the next point. You need to have the calibration set on, so that way it can give a better defined area where you are located as you're using the navigation.
Find my iPhone on.
Find my iPhone.
Setting.
This is going to be a personal preface. If you don't want other people to know where you are, and if you're using Find My Phone.
Find my iPhone on.
I would always keep this on for security reasons, because this is very important. If you ever lose your phone, you'll be able to know where you lost your phone, so you can use somebody else's device to track down your phone. So this will prevent from theft to occur. So if somebody steals your phone, they cannot turn this option off without having your passcode or your password to get in to turn that off. A very, very nice option to always keep on if I were you. But again, that's up to you. But for security reason, I keep this on.
HomeKit on. Double
There's
tap
the,
to toggle
setting. HomeKit.
Location-based alerts. Requested your location within the last 24 hours.
On. Location-based alerts.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I'm gonna.
Location-based alerts off.
There is.
Double location-based alerts. Requested your location within the last 24.
There is two options here. The location-based alerts. This is for ads. If you don't want the location ads to know where you are all the time, I don't want my ads to know my location services. Now, again, this is depends on the app itself. They are supposed to respect globally. If you turn the ads off, it will not show you ads within your area, so it doesn't know where you are. But that's not always the case. Even if I double tap and turn this off, it can still know where you are if it doesn't obey that. So it's kind of a mute point, but just for the hey, I just have this turned off.
Motion calibration and distance. requested your location, Safari and Spotlights.
I am going to go back here. One more here.
Location-based alerts.
Location-based services. Every time you move and you go around different places around the area, it's going to keep a map of all the places you ever go to. Yes, it's kind of creepy. Again, this is a catch-22. If you do a lot of navigation and you do a lot of traffic and you want to know the traffic route, really what this does, it sends Apple information about your whereabouts. It keeps track of how slow you're moving, and they keep track of all the traffic and things. So it does a lot more than just the traffic. So it does locate, it does keep track of everywhere you go. If you feel that a little creepy, you just double tap and turn that off. It's not going to hurt you by turning that off, but it will turn off a few services that you may use for transit and things like that. So keep aware, if things aren't working the way it is, you might be because you have turned off certain things in here, okay?
Location-based ads.
Told you about the ads.
Motion calibration and distance. Requested your location within the last 24 hours.
Again, I always keep this on because I'm...
Double tap to toggle setting.
The calibration of the motion.
Safari and Spotlight suggestions. On.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
If you want the Spotlight and the Safari to know where you are all time by location, you need to keep this on. It will give you suggestions in the Spotlight. For example, it'll tell you what's nearby you. Here's the restaurants that's nearby you. Again, if you feel creeped out about that, you have a lot of power at your will to turn things on and off. However, keep in mind, I don't want to over paranoia because Apple does not sell any of the information to anybody. So when it comes to Apple services, I really don't have any fear about them selling your data, unlike the Google phone. So if you use an Android, for example, that's how Google makes their money. They sell every information that you have, and no, you don't have a lot of options to turn those off and on. So that's a big difference between the Apple and the Android. The Apple does not sell you information unless you install certain apps, but of course I've shown you where you can turn that off so they won't keep tab on you all the time and sell you information, but Apple does not.
Setting time zone. Requested your location within the last 24 hours.
The time zone is very important because as you go different across time zones, it will automatically be set to on, so you want to keep that on. So if time zone changes, if you fly a lot or drive to different time zone, it'll automatically sync to the time zone.
Share my location. Requested your location within the last 24 hours. On.
Share my location. This is when you have Find My Friends. So I do share mine. I do want my wife and kids to know where I'm at if they need to know where I'm at. Not only that, but I do want to know where they're at too. So I got to keep this on. If you don't have any of that and you don't want to share your location with anybody, go ahead and turn this off. This is a great way of doing that because, you know, in Facebook and Twitter, it'll say you tweeted from such and such. And that's if you allow access to Twitter to obtain that, of course. But this is also another item here. But this is mostly for Find My Friends and stuff like that.
Wi-Fi calling on.
I have Wi-Fi calling on. Obviously, not everybody will have access to the Wi-Fi calling. I do have a Wi-Fi calling, and so I'm allowed to do phone call through the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi networking. Requested your location within the last 24 hours.
They will know by your location.
Double frequent locations. Off button.
Frequent location. This is another one I was telling you about, how they can store. They know where the locations you have visited and stuff. So Apple will keep track of that. And so you can turn this option off.
Product improvement. Heading.
If you want to send improvements to Apple.
Diagnostics and usage.
Diagnostics. I keep this off double just because I'm just one of those paranoid people. But if you want to help them out, again, they're not going to sell you information. This is very useful for helping them out with diagnostic information. And also, every time you transmit to different places, especially when you're in traffic and things like that, if this option is off, you are not giving information to the Apple Map for other people to know there's a traffic jam up ahead. But if you want to participate in that, you can just turn this option on.
Popular near me. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
Popular near me. This is the near me option under App Store. It is another option. Is all the things are near me. I have this turned off. I don't want to know what's near me under the App Store nor in the Spotlight.
Routing and traffic off.
Double traffic, tap to toggle as setting. I just mentioned before.
A purple location services icon will appear next to an.
And that's pretty much it. So that is everything you want to know about location services. I know that was a lot, wasn't it?
Wi-Fi calling.
I'm going to go back up
location
top
Location services. Back button.
Back.
Privacy. AT&T
I'm
Wi-Fi
go back
network.
To the privacy. Main privacy
back
area.
Button. Photos. Location services. On. Button.
All that just for location services. Have no fear. Location services was the biggest part of them all. Everything else will be pretty small. So
contacts. Button.
Contacts, for example. Let's see what have access to my contacts. Let's see here.
Contacts.
Swipe
heading.
To the right.
GV Connect. On.
GV Connect, double which is an app I set. Use for Google Voice.
Google Voice. On.
Google Voice.
Double, Google Keep. On.
Keep.
Hangouts. On.
Hangouts.
Applications that have requested access to your contacts will appear here.
So that's all it's going to show us. So it's just those three or four apps that I use that has access to my contacts. Now, it doesn't necessarily always mean that they will harvest your contacts. Again, that depends on the app itself. The reason I keep it on for Hangouts and stuff like that is because Hangouts allows me to do a VoIP through a Google Voice number. And so I can call people. So obviously I have to have access to my contact that has my phone number. It depends on the app itself if they decide to collect information. By the rule, they're not supposed to sell any of the contact information or start spamming people with all the people that you have in your contacts. They are not supposed to do that, but you want to keep a tight rope on all these apps. And so that's why it's so imperative that you go through each and every one of these things and make sure that you trust and that it's okay that you want them to access certain apps. If it's apps that you have no clue, just turn them off. That's the best way I can give you is just turn them all off, okay?
Privacy.
Let's go back to privacy.
Contacts. But
now you can do that through all the different items.
Calendars.
As I mentioned before, calendars.
Photos. Bluetooth. Microphone. Camera. Health. Button.
Microphone. Health.
HomeKit.
HomeKit.
Button. Motion and fitness. As applications request access. Twitter. Button.
All right. Now, once you've gone through all those things, and the nice part is that you don't really have to come back in here and change them. Other than if you install new apps, you will probably have to come in here and make changes to those new apps you've installed. Now, towards the bottom, we get into the very bottom section. We got some social networking stuff like Twitter. The Twitter is built into the iPhone. Obviously, if you have it installed, there's Twitter. Under Twitter,
privacy.
There's maybe apps that are accessing Twitter itself. So you got to protect yourself from certain apps accessing Twitter itself.
Twitter heading.
So let's see what we got here.
Siri on.
I have Siri. Double obviously, I want Siri to access to my Twitter. If I might want to ask Siri what my latest tweet is, or if I want to tweet something, you need to give access to Siri.
Applications that have requested access to your Twitter account will
appear. So pretty
here.
Much that's all I have is just Siri that's accessing Twitter. So once again, this is not a bad idea to go back and check.
Privacy.
Go back
button.
Here.
Twitter.
And then.
Location services.
Let's
on.
See
button.
Here.
Camera. Health. HomeKit. Motion and as application. Twitter.
There's Twitter.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Button. As applications request access to your
and
social
then keep
accounts.
Keep going
data.
Down.
Diagnostics and usage. Button.
Here's another area, the diagnostic and stuff that we saw in location services. Remember that?
Advertising. Button.
And we have advertisement.
Advertising. Button.
Those two areas I want to check into now. Advertisement, obviously, is advertisement. I keep all these off because I don't want them to show me ads I don't want.
Advertising. Heading.
Listen to this.
Limit ad tracking. On.
Limit ad
double
tracking.
Tap to toggle setting.
I had this on. By default, it is set off. So I want to limit the ad tracking so I don't want them to track me as much.
Reset advertising identifier. Button.
You can reset the identification. So basically, again, the apps are supposed to obey by the global settings, but again, they don't always obey it. But if they do, they will not track you by your location. So you can turn this option off. And you can reset your identifications because every time you go into a store, like Walmart or Kohl's, they will sense who's around you. Now, they will know you are such and such person. But they'll notice that this phone has been in this store before. Is that not creepy or what? I hate that. But that is how they determine who comes in and out of stores. I really don't like that. And that's how they give you the option to reset your identification. So, yeah, it is kind of a pain in the butt to have to come in here and turn off this tracking option every time. So they won't know that's the same person came in. That's just another way of data collection in these stores. Isn't that amazing? And I wish there was an option just to completely turn it off. The only way you can completely turn it off is just completely turn off your phone. Otherwise, they're going to know what device that is. So it's kind of nervy. But it is nice that Apple gives the ability to keep changing our identification. So every time we go in the store, they're going to know they think it's a different phone. Unlike a lot of different other devices that don't give that protection to you. So that is something there for you to think about. All right, so that's the advertisement section.
Privacy. Back button. Advertising.
Let's go back up one.
Diagnostics and usage.
Diagnostic and usage.
Back button.
Let's find out what we've got in here.
Diagnostics and usage. Heading. Automatically send.
Automatically sent or not?
Selected. Don't send.
I don't send my automatic diagnostic. That's just a personal preference. If you want Apple to find out about all the things that's going on your device, this is not anything they sell. Again, this is just it really does help them make things, collect things about their device that could be useful in future devices for iPhones, but I just choose not to participate. By default, is on.
Help Apple improve its products and services by automatically sending daily diagnostic and usage data.
See, those are just the kind of a summary of what that does. So that's pretty much all that is. Okay. I'm going to go back out here.
Privacy. Back diagnostics.
And that is going to do, because the advertisement is the very last part of the privacy. So this, again, this contains a great deal of wealth of information that I want you to know about, especially the location services, which is probably the biggest factor that you don't want people to locate you and apps that want to access where you are. So I hope this segment was very useful and easy to understand. If you have any questions, just shoot me a mail. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nodamouse. That'll do for this segment. Until my next segment, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.